I remember those days. The bell rang, we ran to the cafeteria, opened our brown paper bags, and pulled out the sandwich.
That soft bread, and you'd smoosh it together, the jelly soaking into the bread, and then the first bite. Soft, sticky, peanut butter and jelly.
It was a simpler time.
It sure was.
Nobody gave PB&J a second thought. But today, somewhere between opening that solar-powered nitrogen-cooled lunchbox and taking that first bite, your sandwich of choice could kill someone.
I gave him apple with peanut butter, and he broke into hives. And I just kind of had that sick gut feeling.
Kelly Winkler knows allergies, hers and her son's.
Itchy.
My skin gets
watery eyes.
Gets purple.
Nonstop sneezing.
I throw up.
I was always on antibiotics.
A lot.
We gave him Benadryl.
We went to the doctor and they gave us an EpiPen.
Oh my gosh. Projectile vomiting like I've never seen before.
Do you know what an EpiPen is?
It didn't matter what time of year.
If I didn't have the EpiPen, then it would just be horrible.
This morning's cover story is nothing to sneeze at. Extreme allergies and the people who suffer them.
Kelly Winkler loves going for walks and being outside, especially this time of year.
I want to see the flowers. I see that we are getting buds on the trees. Fresh air is good for us, but for allergy people, it's kind of miserable.
And Kelly Winkler is definitely allergy people. Pollen, dander, you name it. And it got so bad that it went well beyond seasonal, even chronic allergies.
As I went on, there's just more and more sinus infections every year. And so that I was always on antibiotics.
They did what you'd expect. They started testing her to figure out what was making her so miserable. Scratch tests, blood tests, and who'd have thought you could end up in a CT scanner for allergies?
CT scan showed normal everything. So his only recommendation was all year round Zyrtec and nasal spray.
You want to know the good news? It took a while, but the over-the-counter stuff suggested by the doc has worked for the most part. Do you suffer from allergies?
Do I? My allergies are so bad.
How bad are they?
Well, for the guy Kara Markser talked to, they were so bad he started each day of the allergy season at the linen closet.
Robbie Cole says his seasonal allergies were the worst.
I used to have to carry a full-size bath towel everywhere I went.
And it started every spring and lasted through Halloween.
When the wind would blow up from the south, it would be the worst. You know, blowing up from Texas and Oklahoma, it'd start with your eyeballs and I couldn't even see to drive.
Robbie says he would take the strongest antihistamines, but nothing stopped the sneezing and itchy, watery eyes. He says in the last few years, his allergies have calmed down some, but he's still dreading the next few weeks as the flowers and trees start to bud. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Is it just us, or does it seem like everyone has allergies these days? Have your allergies gotten better or worse over the past few years?
Text and tell us this morning on the text line, and tell us how you deal with your allergies, too. And Rebecca Crockett, box of Kleenex in hand, is headed out to find out if things really are getting worse.
Doctors' offices are beginning to fill up with allergy sufferers, even those that haven't suffered in the past. Dr. Rachel Haley with Family Health Specialist says with all the moisture we've had, the early budding is wreaking havoc. But it's more than just seasonal allergies. Food allergies are also playing a role, affecting 1 in 10 Americans.
There is some thought that that's on the rise, and they're not quite sure why that's happening, but we are starting to see it. And, you know, oftentimes as adults, we ignore these symptoms.
Dr. Haley thinks maybe we've done more harm than good by keeping common allergens away from babies.
We're not giving them those little bits of exposure that helps them develop immunity and not have reactions to these things.
She suggests talking with your pediatrician about introducing these foods and allergens before a child's first year of life and to introduce them in small amounts. Rebecca Crockett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
No doubt, Kelly may feel like her allergies are going to kill her sometimes. But there's someone else in her house whose allergies are deadly.
A little bite of a cookie, and like within 5 minutes, projectile vomiting like I've never seen before.
When our cover story continues, there's one thing more difficult than dealing with a deadly allergy. Wrangling an 8-year-old boy for an interview. Next.